of some Christian organization. And
right, it's usually that's how they're portrayed on television.
Precisely. So you don't think about it. And then when you start looking into the roots, and then you start looking at some of their ties, and then you find out that, you know, there's a lot of suspected ties. There are some of their ex-officers and individuals who are, you know, convicted right now of ties to Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups such as Hamas. And you're going, okay, well, now you've got a stronger case to start looking at things. And as I started reading more and more into it, I mean, I've traveled all over the world. I've seen Islam in many different forms.
And you were a part of the military at one point.
6 years, yeah. I was over in the Gulf when they had taken our hostages way back in Iran. And
did that play a role in your feelings today?
Sir?
Did that take a role in your feelings today? What you feel today variances over there then, or is this something totally different?
Well, back then I thought, okay, it's political. You know, it's just another country who's unhappy with what we're doing. But then when you find out, and as I started digging into Islam a little further, because I had done some studying on it years back, and started actually looking at some of the more inflammatory aspects that the militancy picks up on. And I thought, you know, gosh, this is really huge. There's a lot more to it than I thought.
Does anybody talk about this? Like, when you were in Iraq, was anybody mentioning this to each other, or are you not supposed to say anything, or are people just basically ignorant of these facts?
Yeah, people just assumed, like I said, it was a political matter. They didn't really equate religion with the actions. They equated the politics of it.
Right, because I ask you that because I had someone on my show as well, someone named Edwina Tiger McCall, who was also, I guess, you could say, ignorant of these facts until she met up with this group CARE and they tried to ruin her career with the United States military.
Yeah, I've heard stories similar to that, that you've got to be careful, you know, if you're at work and they catch you sending an email or saying something at work, they'll notify your employer, from what I've heard. I haven't been able to check it out personally, but, nothing would surprise me, because in the politically correct society we're in, you can get fired for anything. And the article that I had written on Falwell at CARE was...
Right, that's the most recent article.
Yeah, I've written several of them.
Right, and Falwell was recently with the executive director of CARE, Nihad Awad, on the Bill O'Reilly show.
Yes,
God knows why Bill O'Reilly would want somebody like Nihad Awad, who probably should be behind bars more than he should be on show, but that's another story.
Oh, yeah, it really surprises me, because I did write another article that, with all, you know, you have Christians who are getting arrested for protesting, you're getting people arrested if, you know, they use any type of cultural or racial slur. It's considered a hate crime. You know, it's a little glitch, you know, in the free speech where, you know, of course nobody wants that, but CARE, for some reason, seems to be utilizing a lot of these freedom laws for their benefit against us. And so I'm curious as to why Christians can't protest or somebody else couldn't speak their piece, but yet you can have the inflammatory remarks that come out of organizations like that against Jews and Christians and Western society as a whole, but specifically, you know, a lot of times against Jews and Christians, and not have it considered a hate crime, and why it would be legally allowed when U.S. law states that inflammatory speech and conspiratorial speech like that is outlawed. It's a criminal charge. But we don't see any of these people charged with this, you know. You can have an imam up in Canada, you know, ripping on Jewish people and ripping on Israel, and these same people here in America that are allied with these same organizations are saying, hey, these Hamas guys, these Palestinians, they're just doing what people would do in their situation, you know, and if the Jews wouldn't keep bugging them and this and that, and you know, they're basically sticking up for them.
Right, there's definitely a double standard, and what is so strange about this double standard is it favors those that are connected to those that attacked us on 9/11.
Precisely, very heavily, too. And you have to wonder, you know, you hear government officials and everybody else, and you know, the politically correct thing, or